Hello, it's On This Day, it's John Gibbons. Happy Monday, everyone. I'm joined via Skype by Rob Gutman and by Neil Atkinson to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of football today, as in not very much, but we'll give you any updates there's been over the weekend, and then also to look back on this day in Liverpool's history. So we've got a couple of games for you with very different results for Liverpool, and also a happy birthday of a Liverpool legend a little later on as well. But first of all, guys, I don't know if you've seen anything, you know, in the news that you want to sort of discuss. I mean, I don't want to, I know you're doing an Anfield Wrap free show podcast, Neil, so we don't want to sort of jump on anything you're likely to talk about there.
No, the only thing that's come out really is the good news that Sean Cox is back home. So apart from that, there's not been anything over the course of the weekend. I think everyone's very pleased that Sean Cox has returned home. It contextualises exactly how long this has been. It's been since April 2018. But the idea that he's got himself home after 2 years of treatment is obviously good news.
Yeah, no, definitely echo that. Yeah, fantastic. It really sort of cheered everyone up, I think, seeing those pictures of him with a little glass of bubbly and with the whole family. It was absolutely great. I was privileged, I guess, to meet his wife a few months ago. They did events where Spirits of Shankly passed over a cheque that money sort of that had been raised, you know, for various things. And it should be said that I met one of his friends and I met his wife as well, and they were just so touched and thankful for the support that they received and how long they'd stayed in people's minds as well. Because, I mean, I'll come to you on this, Rob, because, you know, obviously when the thing happens with Sean Cox, it's awful, and you think about, you know, how it could have been sort of any of us and this poor fella who was just going to the game. But I think what his wife was so touched with how long he'd stayed in people's minds and how it wasn't just we'll feel sorry for this guy for a week or so and then move on to other things. The fact is that, you know, even up until recently, there was people still putting benefit gigs on and stuff, and there was something about it that really kind of pulled people together.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it feels like for a family to go through that. And I've often wondered this when you hear about these situations. How much does it affect you, that support you get from the public? Does it feel like an intrusion? Does it help? No, I think it must help because people say it helps, but it's sort of hard to imagine how it does, and yet it does, if that sounds strange. I haven't seen all the footage of it, but it sounds like the strides he's made have been absolutely, well, miraculous.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic, and hopefully, you know, we'll hear much more in terms of his developments to come. But yeah, thanks for also bringing that up, Neil, because we hadn't mentioned that yet, and everyone, you know, is sort of delighted for him.